This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Night of the Iguana is on stage now at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge in this rarely produced 1961 play by Tennessee Williams. A disgraced minister working as a low-budget tour guide winds up at a cheap hotel on the Mexican coast. Clever banter and deep philosophical discussions ensue. A lot of buzz about the ART production involves the star-studded cast, including Amanda Plummer, Dana Delaney, Elizabeth Ashley, and...
I'm too old to baptize and too young to bury, but I'm in the market for marriage to a wealthy widow.
Yes, that is James Earl Jones. Lloyd Schwartz wrote about the show for WBUR's The Artery. Lloyd, good morning.
Good morning.
Lloyd, in what ways do you feel the ART production succeeds and doesn't?
Well, for me, I was really excited about seeing it. I actually saw the original Broadway play. So I look at this cast, and these are very experienced actors who play Tennessee Williams, Amanda Plummer, James Earl Jones. I mean, really one of our great living actors. Dana Delaney, I was curious about, and I thought she did a very good job. And Elizabeth Ashley, who's, sure, you know, maybe the best known Tennessee Williams actress in that we have. I think of Tennessee Williams as really a kind of actor's playwright. Mm-hmm. And that here was this, what on paper seemed like an incredibly strong cast. And I was disappointed because I think maybe I was wrong about Tennessee Williams being an actor's writer. I mean, certainly he's an actor's writer. But how important the direction is, the director is for Tennessee Williams plays. And I think the cast was a little let down by the director. Sparks weren't flying. I actually had a hard time understanding what some of the actors were saying. And I think a director probably needs to say, diction, diction, diction. Make sure that what you're speaking is going to be comprehensible to the audience.
I was taken by how much humor there is in the play, which I wasn't fully expecting.
There's always some kind of undercurrent of humor in Tennessee Williams. I think in this production, there are a number of scenes that are kind of played for laughs. And that I wasn't convinced by. That I thought they were a little gratuitous.
For you, what themes in The Night of the Iguana really resonate the most? Where does it hit you?
In all these Tennessee Williams plays, so many of those characters are really trying to figure out how to live their lives, how to get along in the world, how to reconcile themselves with the slings and arrows that are aimed at them. In Night of the Iguana, there may be the characters are kind of more intelligent than most of the... I mean, there's no one in this play who is Stanley Kowalski, who is kind of inarticulate and thrashing about. There's someone thrashing about, but he's very articulate. So I think in some way, this play is almost more articulate about these issues that are in all of Tennessee Williams' plays, or certainly all of his great plays.
Lloyd, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lloyd Schwartz is a classical music critic, a poet, and more, and he writes about the ART production of The Night of the Iguana for WBUR's The Artery. This is 90.9 WBUR.